Endowed with many great skills, Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores on the Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
All right. Right off the top, the basketball team has one obvious trait, and I'm talking about the men. It's that they play with a lot of confidence at Memorial Gym. Florida comes in after getting waxed at home to LSU. Our hoops guy, Chris Dortch, thinks it'll be another black and gold blowout. Your thoughts?
I don't think I can ever count on a blowout. Now, if they play like they played against Kentucky, then that's certainly possible. But, you know, I just hope that nobody's paying a whole lot of attention to them being so highly touted right now. There's no given. You know, all you have to do is look at Florida losing at home to LSU and realize that the home court is very important, but it's not perfect. And so I think the best thing about this team right now, as you said, their confidence is up, but their confidence is also up in close games, and they seem to be able to handle close game situations very well, and South Carolina, you know, a good example of that. So I think that's a really great quality to have a team that has a little bit of a swagger in the last 2 minutes of a game, should you need it.
Joe, and I'm sure they watched the tape, but the thing is that at this time, it's not so much that you have to execute, you know, the offense and everything like that. I think if the players look at themselves and approach this game and the games and say, hey, the focus we had, the intensity, the zip we had, I mean, that's what we have to strive for, you know, in this game on Sunday. Is it's not so much that, hey, you're going to be, you're going to shoot the lights out of the ball, but the intensity, the focus that's there, I think that all kind of, everything else kind of piggybacks off of that.
No, I totally agree, Frank. You know, there were times in the past when they had to count on shooting lights out from the outside to have a good chance to play at their best, and now they're really trying to focus on that intensity, that physical style of play, and defense to kind of lead everything. I think if you ask Kentucky, that was what stunned them, was that Vanderbilt came out right off the bat and got physical with them and got intense and really started denying the basketball, and it took them by surprise. But that's the way this team's going to have to play if they're going to be successful. That is the focus. I think Kevin has said all along he's not really overly concerned about the offense and execution. He thinks they're probably good enough where that will kind of take care of itself, and they will have those nights when they're outstanding. The other side, though, you've got to focus on is getting on the boards. You can't give up second-chance opportunities. And Florida had 18 offensive rebounds in the loss to LSU. Offensive rebounds. So that's certainly going to be a focus for this game.
Red Gordon has had some issues with shot selection, but he has become an outstanding on-the-ball defender. Yep. Is he the guy that Kevin puts on Calathes?
Good question. I'm curious to see that myself because he's had now back-to-back Devin Downey and Ramel Bradley, and you know, Bradley or Joe Crawford, you know, depending on who came to his side, and he's had two really outstanding performances defensively. I don't know if they'll go with Red on Calathes or if you go with Shane on Calathes because of the size factor. You know, and so much with Calathes depends on whether he plays the one or the two. You know, he lines up basically as the two guard, but most of our game in Gainesville, he played the point. And he's another key. If we let him control the game like he did in Gainesville, you know, it could be a long day. They've really got to get somebody and keep him from taking over.
And, Joe, the women last night sort of the opposite situation than the men. They were down at halftime, completely dominated the second half, as opposed to how the men dominated the first half against Kentucky.
Well, and unusual that Vanderbilt, the women have been jumping out on teams early and building big leads and putting them away. And for the first time in a while, they had to do it the other way. But they came out trailing at halftime and ended up scoring 47 points in the second half, outscored Kentucky 47-24. Tina Wirth was a big part of it. Again, I just think she has become established herself now as one of the go-to players in the league. You know, anytime you look at a run that Vanderbilt makes, she's in it. And she had a big part of that run that got them ahead last night. Now, Vanderbilt's now 19-6. They're 8-2 in the league. And now the league, people
guess
are looking around
coming.
LSU last night, I mean, to come back from 21-2 in Knoxville and win that game was just amazing.
And look who's coming.
That's right. For Sunday, that's going to be that'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure the place will be jumping. It's sold out, so we're looking forward to it.
Lady Vols, of course, in. And the football program loses running backs coach Kenny Carter to Florida. He's a very talented young man. You knew that his career was going to take him on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, he got through the recruiting season here and you know, served as, you know, recruiting coordinator here as well. And just did a great job, and we're certainly going to miss him, but a great opportunity for him, obviously, at Florida, and so he's moving on, and now Bobby, they'll obviously look around not only on the staff but elsewhere and see how they're going to fill that void.
And we got 15 seconds, Joe. The baseball team, the preseason pick to win the SEC.
Coaches pick them number one. I guess that's based on all those returning starters, including Pedro Alvarez. So they're high expectations once again.
How bad is Jimmy Spencer's rug? Have you seen him on the Speed Channel?
I have to say, no, I haven't, but now I'm going to have to go find it.
it's a bad three-wood lie.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
All I can say. All right, Joe, thanks a lot.
All right, see you.